acceptable.
All right. Al Dozer, Luke Resland, Calgary, after you win this championship, what team were you going to go to after MX 101?
You know what? I would say I'm going to be loyal and stick here, but it seems to be you have to move on. Yeah. So I guess I'll start scouting now.
I look forward to Hot Dog Vendor's annual F My Life when the rider leaves. So I look forward to that.
Yeah, it's got to be rough on him, man. It's got to be rough. But
No, but in all seriousness, hey, this is great second moto. Osby was catching a little bit. Did you pick it up? Did you see that?
Actually, I lost rear brakes like around halfway.
That might do it.
I was just stomping them all day, especially in the first moto, you know, with all the dust and everything. I just, you know, being behind Pettis all moto, eating rocks and dust, I was kind of, you know, over revving the bike, dragging the brakes, just not really riding like myself. So, yeah, around halfway, I lost rear brake a little bit, had to ease up a tad, but I felt him coming for sure. I had to, you know, try to ride as fast as possible without the brakes. And was just able to kind of ride at home, you know, had just enough, you know, room there to make it happen. So
I was thinking your start in the first moto wasn't very good, and I'm like, oh, concrete start. Yeah. Dozer probably knows nothing about concrete.
Yeah.
But you blew that theory out of the water because second moto you got a good one. So I don't know, what did you do different or what happened? Or
yeah, I haven't done a concrete start since Ponca City Amateur National 2014. Didn't practice any this week because it was raining back home. So I didn't know what to do coming in. First moto, I had blocks set up, and then I decided no blocks. I didn't really know, you know, what I was doing. I didn't know if I should heat the tire up or go cold or what. But, yeah, actually, the first moto, I almost, like, stalled the bike. I was, like, too easy.
Yeah, yeah.
But the second moto gave a little bit more gas and came out good. Yeah, we were sitting pretty.
Yeah, the concrete starting technique, if you ask 14 guys, you'll get 13 different answers for how to do it, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really... I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, it's really a pain in the ass. I like the American way, the dirt, grate, whatever, you know, all traction. Yeah. I don't like the slick stuff.
You got a concrete one next week, too.
Yeah, I know. But more grippy, I think.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I've never been there. You might not have ever been there, so I don't know.
Yeah, so first moto, you had to work your way up, kind of, you know, got finished where you were. Second moto, start helps. I was telling Osby and Marshall that Marshall led laps. And you won a moto, and Wright won the moto, and Pettis is going to get better when he gets healthy.
Yeah.
This is going to be a really good class. Welton led laps. It's going to be a really cool class.
Yeah, it's pretty stacked, you know.
T-Dags, you can't forget about T-Dags.
Yeah, T-Dags is going to be there. Marty's going to be in it always. Yeah, it's kind of a good mix of, you know, a couple American guys. You know, Osby has experience with these tracks. Me and Welton don't, I think. And then you have all the way up to Medaglia, who has 30 years of experience.
Yeah, right.
So... yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to it. I think there's going to be a lot more of these 6-1 moto scores like I just did today. So just got to try to keep it consistent. Starts are key. And try to learn these tracks, see if I could find passing places. That's really what bit me in the first moto.
This team, MX 101, I like to joke about the riders leaving, but they've produced some winners. They've produced some championships. They've done a good job on a smaller budget team. How's it been so far with them?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's, you know, for a small budget team, they're nothing but helpful. They're always trying to make any adjustments. You know, if I'm trying to be a crybaby and be picky, they're right there trying to pick up the slack. So, no, it's great. You know, I think the championships, you know, prove it all. You know, it's a good team. They got good bikes. Al builds a killer motor. And, yeah, suspension's good. Everything's good. I think the... they got all the pieces of the puzzle. I just need to be able to learn these tracks quick enough to be competitive. I think that's going to be the toughest part.
Are you going back and forth to Florida, or are you staying up here?
No, I'm staying up here for the first three. And then after that, fly back to New York, actually. That's where I'll be staying. So.
What about Dreamland?
I'm not there for the summer.
No.
Yeah, I don't need heat. I don't need too much heat training.
It's balls hot, dude.
Yeah, if there's a chance that I'm going to be in Florida or Canada, I'll probably pick Canada right now because it's hotter than balls down there. Yeah,
No, it's going to be a good summer. I'm looking forward to it. And, yeah, it's a good start for you, right?
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm happy with it. I came in because I don't know if you recall, but in 17 when I was doing the Nationals in America, Colorado, I got no points, I think.
Okay.
Like I raced to 21, 22 or something.
Yeah.
And I knew this track was going to be kind of similar.
Yeah.
So I was just aiming for a top five, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
So a second's good.
Right.
Good start for me. And we're looking pretty good.
I'm in the media, so I like to, you know, make up things. And part of the storyline that I like to make up is that you versus the club guys, i.e. traders guys, all year long. So this is going to be great, like just mortal enemies, you and Osby, you know, just going at it, Skip, you know, mad as hell over – I like that little subplot.
Yeah, I guess you can make up whatever you want to make up.
Fake news.
Yeah, Skip was actually patting me on the butt before the second moto, so he was like almost my mechanic.
That ruins everything.
I felt like Jeremy on the line for the second moto at Steel City or something. Right. So, try to stay as friendly as I can. I don't really know any of the crew besides Skip, including Osby. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll take the gloves off if I have to. Make up whatever you got to make up. I'll try to just doze them all.
Skip still liking you kind of ruins my whole theory, so damn it. Nice work today. Thanks, man.
Thanks.